Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
What are you positive about, Adam Gilchrist? The weather at the moment? I see that there's been weather warnings, heat warnings, extreme heat warnings issued for parts of the UK. And then I saw this on Sky News and then I thought, gosh, let me go just check how warm it's going to be. How hot? Nay, it's going to be hot, boiling. And I looked at the forecast for the week. Today in London, it's 22 degrees centigrade. Friday, 24. And 27 for Saturday. And that is a heat wave. Wow.
I know. And it's like we get nervous if somebody puts a light bulb on. Think of the heat coming out of the lamp in the corner. I think there's a suspicion that the temperature could get to 30 degrees. But you know what? We've had it now here in the 40s, and we had a proper heat wave last summer. So we're not having the wool pulled over us. Lovely weather. I mean, let's be honest, 23, 25, something like that, and sunny, fine. But guess what? We now have a water shortage.
No.
Just like that. I know. And it's not just a South African issue. It's not just a global issue. It's suddenly a British issue as well. There's just sometimes not enough water to go around.
Yeah, I guess it's all relative. It's what, 15, 16 degrees predicted today for Cape Town. And gosh, that is like woolly warmers weather. Gosh, we're freezing.
Semi heat wave. Yeah, I'd say that is. Yeah.
But let's focus on the major geopolitical issues of the day. Dam dangers. There's a mass evacuation currently underway in Ukraine after an explosion that damaged or destroyed a dam.
Yeah, this time too much water. Absolutely. Ukrainian president says he is shocked by the lack of help from international aid agencies after the destruction of this dam. Volodymyr Zelensky is asking, essentially, where are the people on the ground? He named the United Nations and the Red Cross specifically. I mean, it is a good question. It is also an extremely dangerous situation. To some extent, it has kind of only just happened. And usually the Red Cross move in within a couple of days or so. Is it possible with the floodwaters still rising, with thousands of people on the move? I mean, some have been literally sitting on their rooftops waiting for rescue. And the Ukrainian services have been pretty swift with them, but not all. There are reports of some deaths. The Ukrainian MP, Ines Sovsum, says that more help is needed because it's, as she put it, the worst man-made catastrophe for death. Things like and volcanoes. Overall situation in
Adam, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're struggling to hear you, and I'm seeing your lips move, but I can't hear you. I guess we're going to have to try again tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist, really appreciate your time.